Michigan Tech women's basketball against Grand Valley State University at the SDC Gymnasium. Tickets are on sale for that game. It's a 6 o'clock start. If for some reason you can't be there, and I don't know why you can't, but if you can't, we have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 starting at 5:45. Coach Kim Cameron joins us. Coach, first of all, the Northern Michigan game. Wow. 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 80-38. It was a thumping right from the start of that game right to the end of the game. And, you know, I know I overheard you talking a little bit after the game. That was a game you were very proud of.
I can't even tell you how proud we were of the players. And watching a team play with that much passion at the end of the season, with that much purpose, and to sustain it for an entire 40 minutes, you couldn't ask for more, and especially against Northern Michigan, against your rival, in your last regular season home game, they were ready to go, and to watch a team produce like that was fun.
We were watching at one point in the second half there, and I know this happened a couple of times throughout the game, but I just remember the one point in the second half where I think four straight three-pointers went down, three or four. And it was just like, it got to the point where I know we were up there with some of the other athletic people from Tech, athletic staff, and everybody's just kind of looking at each other like, what do you do against them? You can't, you know, I mean, it was just dumbfounding how effortless it looked for a while there.
Yeah, it was not effortless. I can guarantee you that, but it was, you know, it's funny how sports and momentum works, and I feel like that gets shown to me in every game and in a ton of different situations. But this was one where we came out and they set a tone, and that was it. I mean, we didn't look back. We didn't take a break. You know, even at halftime, I'm like, holy cow, I want to be able to sustain this. You know, that's something that we haven't done a great job of this year. And we got back out at halftime, and I felt like it was the same intensity. It was the same passion. It was the same purpose. And I know I keep using those words, but it was that was something that was pretty special, what they did and the focus that they had for the entire 40 minutes. And the momentum just kind of carried us all the way through, and we finished out.
Well, sitting in the press box, we were thinking, well, let's not take halftime. Let's just get right to that second half, because of just everything was going right for the team and shots were going in. You're, you know, getting stops on defense continually, and just had to have been a fun thing to watch from the bench when your team executes the game plan as well as they did.
I felt exactly the same way. I didn't want to take a break. I didn't want it to end. I didn't want to take 15 minutes. I didn't want anybody to have, I didn't want them to have time to regroup. And I wanted us to kind of stay in that moment. But again, the coolest part of that was we did. And a lot of credit goes to, you know, to go back and sit down for 15 minutes and, you know, not be content with what you had accomplished in the first 20 was really, really nice to see.
Was there any, and this is kind of a ridiculous question, I guess, but there's so much respect between the two schools, as much as there is dislike. And was there ever a concern of, oh, boy, we're really making them look really bad? We have this in the bag, but yet you're getting ready for the playoffs. How do you, you know, did you fight with that emotion at all, as far as taking the foot off the gas out of respect, but yet knowing that you have to keep playing because you got the playoffs coming up?
Well, I think you can never ask your players to not play as hard or to not do as much. You know, we took our foot off the gas for 1 second down there and we lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, to ask them to even have a thought of that was, no, that never crossed my mind. It's just, you know, you're asking them to play at their highest level, and then you're asking the people coming in off the bench to play at their highest level. And I thought we got that. I thought the passion went from 1 to 15, and everyone did their jobs when they came in and had an opportunity to play.
Well, we're glad you didn't take the foot off the gas, because it was a blast to watch that.
Coach, have you ever started the game in a full court press like you did against the Wildcats?
We haven't, and you can see how well it worked. You can see probably why we haven't. We did have a game plan going in to Northern Michigan to press at least the first three possessions, just to challenge their guards a little bit, get them sped up. because they don't like to play at that pace. But we forgot the first three times, so I guess it didn't work the way that we had hoped. But I do hope that with that practice, you know, we may need to use it again. But I don't foresee us, you know, starting any games like that.
How about as you head into the postseason now? Where do you feel like your team is in terms of, you know, health and energy and just preparedness for the postseason?
Well, having that game, I think was huge for the confidence of our team. I mean, our seniors were leaders. Our younger kids followed right along and wanted to win. For our seniors, wanted to win for our team. Everybody kind of did their job, and you know, we talked, and I know I've said this before, but we talked a little bit about the Northern Michigan, how every person had a job to do, and every person did their job. You know, Danny Blake is in charge of guarding a guard who is kind of the heartbeat of Northern's team, and she does that. But when you have that mismatch, you're making Kenzie Pertu and Carrie Gardner have to guard a 6-foot strong post player. So if either one of them doesn't do their jobs, they can pick us apart. And each person did that. And it was to say, you know, if we do execute it, and if every person does their job, this is what we can accomplish. And the fact that they did that going into the postseason is really exciting. You know, I think us being at home and these crowds and this community, we can't thank enough. It's just something that's really special here, and I know we say it, and I know it gets repeated, but for us to be at home is a really comforting thing for coaches, players, and it's also an intimidating thing for a team that we're playing. And we appreciate that atmosphere to be able to play in, and that comfort level, and then obviously having that game to hopefully propel us. And also at this point in the season, there's again, a lot of implications, and that's not going to stop.
Coach, you Mike Williams coming up with his team. You just beat them in that 57-55 game. How much will that win carry over into this contest here in the postseason?
I just think there's we know what that game was like. We know what we're capable of. We know what they're capable of. We know what they're good at. And you know, it was hard to win. It was a competitive, passionate, basket for basket, possession for possession game, and we're not going to expect anything less. Every possession is going to matter. You know, your free throw in the first 3 minutes could be the difference in winning or losing. Or it just, you know, and every possession has to be played like that.
How about starting your playoffs at home? Obviously, we talked about that a little bit, but 22-5, I think we are all time in the GLIAC tournament at home. Your team's in the GLIAC tournament for the 26th straight year. You know, no other program in the conference has ever done that, but to have 27 home games in conference tournament play over the years, this is going to be number 28. Just talk about what that means.
Well, I just want to reiterate again, it's, you know, the atmosphere that's created here by the community and the students in the school is something is the reason why we have that record at home. And you know, if we're playing in an empty gym, it's not as passionate. The momentum doesn't sway in our favor the way that it does in our gym and in the Pep Band. Of course, that stands out. That, you know, you want everybody else to hate because you know it's working and you know they're on your side. We want to continue that tradition. We have goals that we want to accomplish this year. This is really special, especially for the four seniors, knowing it's your last home game, knowing that you want to finish your senior year at home. I mean, you get an opportunity to play when you know what the end is. And I think that's kind of cool. This is it. So go get it. You know, if you could play like that in every game, that'd be kind of, you know, it'll be interesting to see how you react. It's kind of neat.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Michigan Tech women's basketball team hosting Grand Valley State tonight in GLIAC quarterfinal action at the SDC. Tickets are available. Call the Central Ticket Office at 487-2073 or go to buyhuskystickets.com. Coach Kim Cameron, thanks for joining us today. And really good luck tonight in that great game.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much.